WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden addressing the graduates at West Point, the newly commissioned second lieutenants in the U.S. Army.
On your very first day at West Point, you raised your right hands and took an oath, not to a political party, not to a president, but to the Constitution of the United States of America, against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
He called them the world's most consequential fighting force. Holiday weekend has millions of people on the go. The TSA says it screened more people on Friday than any other day in its history, more than 2.95 million. Former President Donald Trump will address the Libertarian Party convention tonight in Washington, a day after independent Robert Kennedy Jr. did the same. Meanwhile, special counsel Jack Smith asking the judge overseeing the classified documents case to bar Trump from speaking out in ways that could endanger law enforcement. This is ABC News. Yesterday marked 2 years since the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, and ABC's Alex Stone says the families of victims have introduced new lawsuits against the gun maker and some tech companies.
Represented by a lawyer who won a record amount of money in a settlement for Sandy Hook families, the loved ones of the victims in Uvalde are now suing Daniel Defense, the maker of the AR-15-style gun that was used in the attack. They're also suing the maker of the first-person shooter game Call of Duty and Meta, the parent company of Facebook. The lawsuit alleges the three companies groomed a generation of socially vulnerable young men to carry out violent video game fantasies. Alex Stone, ABC News.
19 students and two teachers were killed in the shooting. And a judge in New Mexico denied Alec Baldwin's claim to have his involuntary manslaughter charge dismissed ahead of his trial this summer following a 2021 movie set shooting. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. All right, I was reading a recent report in the Journal of Consumer Affairs, which I assume is how you also spend your weekend. And I read this article about how using a budget makes people feel better about their money, even when they still don't have as much money as they need or want. But the folks who would most benefit from using a budget are also the least likely to use one. Budgeting doesn't bring more money in the door, but it does help us know where our money goes, helps us make better spending choices, and it helps us feel more in control of our money. And that feeling is where financial security starts. Take that first step or that next step towards feeling better about your money. I've got a video that can help you get started. Just go over to Work Money Media on YouTube. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I'm in South now.
What's up, Wisconsin? You're listening to the greatest outdoor radio show in the entire state, Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish. Sitting alongside me is Danielle Fairman and frequent flyer Mike Kretschmer is joining the crew tonight. We got a huge night. You're listening to us on your Civic Media stations, 13 stations throughout the state of Wisconsin. Man, there is so much to talk about. I cannot tell you how excited I am about today's show. Anya's in the studio running stuff as usual. And everybody thinks that spring into summer is not a great time to spend in the outdoors, and boy, are they mistaken.
Perfect time.
This is like wonderful. Turkey hunting. I've got Aiden Kennedy of the Kennedy Clan, our five loyal listeners out from Oconomowoc. He's literally sitting in my back 40 right now.
Is he?
Burning down the hours of his very last
day of turkey tag. I have to tell you, too, this is so crazy because this is a kid I took out for the first time ever turkey hunting, right?
That was last year, wasn't it?
Last year. Yep. Got a turkey last year. Got two turkeys last year, one in spring, one in fall. And he's out there on his first, and then he loved it so much, he went and got his, you know, his hunter safety. And this is his first solo hunt of his life.
It's his today. Solo hunt?
First today.
He's going to do
Good
it.
For him.
He's going to do it.
He just texted me. He's like,
going to go all the
he's
way.
Like, I have he texted and he called. He's like, "Hey, dude," because he's like, "Dude, I see some like thunderstorms coming." I'm like, "They're not gonna be here till 8. Hang tight, man. Hang tight." Then he's like, "I gotta go. I gotta go. I see a Tom."
Aww.
I swear,
he's gonna do it.
Thunder chickens.
I know. Thunderstorms and thunder chickens, baby. So he's sitting in my backyard right now for the first time ever. On a solo hunt, you know,
good
I went through all the gun safety stuff at first. I put the decoys out. I'm like, just sit. I gave him a box call. I'm like, do this every 20 minutes and see if there's any chance of something coming in. And he literally, he's got a time. He's like, it's about 60 yards. I said, well, if you feel comfortable, you know, he's got a modified choke in. So I'm like, you know,
yeah,
that's
a little,
30
that's a
yards-ish
yeah.
probably.
Yep.
So I am just hoping beyond hope that Aiden gets
that would be perfect during the show.
Could you that's imagine? Awesome.
Oh, he calls. If he calls, we
that
have to pick him
we
up.
Have to, we have
Speak
to put him on
that.
For sure. And he's out there, and I just texted him, do you still see the turkey? He was still pretty far away, but now just lost him. He may be getting closer.
Well,
he just texted me.
Snaking through
that.
The weeds or something.
I said, because he called me, he's like, I said, did you see anything but the storm clouds? He's like, there was a turkey, like, he's like, on the other end of the field. I'm like, stop talking so loud.
those
things are, I mean, they're like, they will slide in. Like, you talk about
into someone's DM.
They'll slide into your DMs. Like, you will never know. You stole a joke right from under me, Danielle.
Welcome
I'm
to 2024.
Slide into your DMs. I'm like, just chill. I'm like, stop talking. Text me. Stop talking. And then while he's on the phone, he's like 60 yards, 50 yards. I'm like, just be quiet. Do not move. Don't call if you see him 50 yards away. Just let him work those decoys. So he just said, I think he might be getting closer. There's a little lump in the field that he might not be able to see him behind.
Is he in a ground blind?
He's in a ground blind.
So that's going to disappear tonight probably with the weather.
Well,
he can go out and pick it up.
Well,
you know,
when
he
he's done,
he can do that.
When he's done, he's got to put the ground blind away and
I
put the decoys away.
Okay. He's got it.
Be responsible,
responsible, young first hunter. I told him, as soon as the hunt's over, the first thing you do is you keep that barrel away from you, take your shells out of the gun, keep it on safety. Keep your magazine open. You know,
he knows
Oh my gosh. I'm so jet. Am I aging like years in a couple months here? I don't think Anya's got the glamour filter on because these bags under my eyes, I mean, like they are ready for the airport. I'm not even joking.
Well, you just got
I could
back
come in
from
and
the airport.
Put the beauty filter on.
Yeah,
if you
I
like.
Would love the beauty filter.
Aww.
I mean, this much handsome is very difficult to come. But to contain, but I'm telling you what, I feel tired.
Why
I'm
are
so
you tired?
I just got back from Florida, so I had my turkey tag, and I had my fan out. I was creeping through some grass that was like 5 feet tall, and I was angling the turkey fan above me, and there was turkeys in the next field over. It was the same property, Daniel. The same property we killed yours on.
We still have not talked
about
my turkey.
And all of a sudden, I'm sitting there. I'm on my stomach. The grass is over my head. I got the fan above my head, and two toms are in front of me, like 10 feet in front of me. Now I'm like, what do I do? I had the fan in both hands, and the gun was on the ground.
You need to bust out the atlatl.
The atlatl? Yeah.
The atlatl.
Is that legal? I don't think it's legal to kill those with an atlatl.
Why
would
it be legal?
That would be
epic. With an atlatl?
Dude, we got to see if you could totally do that. You know how many people try to catch them?
You can't kill a turkey with an atlatl in Wisconsin.
With a machete?
Okay, first of all, an atlatl.
What is
for
that?
Those of
I thought
you
it was
who
an
don't,
I don't know what that is.
It's not
an atlatl. It's like
an atlatl.
It's
an African. You describe it, Danielle. Because
so I'm not going to describe it the way he's going to describe it because I have a lot more enthusiasm. It's a long, long. I call it a ladle. A very long ladle, about 3 feet, 4 feet long. It's like the handle, and it has like a little groove, the ladle part. And it holds on.
Now you are making stuff
no,
up.
No, I'm not.
The ladle part.
The ladle.
It's
okay.
Not called
a ladle.
The ladle.
Exactly.
It's
an more enthusiasm than
you. Are
you.
Out of your
and
mind.
It's a long arrow.
You're absolutely
and you put it
out
there and you just
mind.
Chuck it. We got really aim okay perfectly. I'll
so
Google.
Picture,
that's Google.
Picture like
a
lacrosse
long
stick.
Ladder.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So there's a lacrosse. It's like a long lacrosse stick.
Yep.
Or Hi-Li, if you've ever watched that, and it's got something on the end of it that you fling with it. It's
okay.
Like a like an old school slingshot kind of. But you fling something off the end of it. And
is it like an arrow or a rock?
No, I'm not. I don't remember. It's an arrow. Yeah, it's an arrow. It is an arrow. You know, that might be considered archery.
Yeah.
Like
okay, why? Okay, you want to talk about going off the rails? That's what this show does. We go off the rails. We're talking about an atlatl, and she's calling it an atlatl because she thinks
A-T-L-A-T-L.
You literally think it's called that because it looks like a ladle. Like a soup ladle. Oh, you're. Oh my gosh.
Hey, you chose to be friends with me.
Hey, back to the plan.
And I want to be clear, that was a great choice on my part.
Thank you.
So
you can build your own atlatl.
Yeah, well, I think you should do that.
I think a machete would be cool.
I don't know. We talked about this.
See?
You know, when Chad Belding and The Foul Life was in town, we were doing the Travel Wisconsin stuff. We were talking about, I'm a true believer, if they have tags and they issue tags, you should be able
got a deer
to
with
harvest
it.
An animal in whatever way you choose, as long as it's an ethical way to quickly kill an animal because you don't want them to suffer. I think it should be legal. I don't understand why we limit. I don't understand why you can't use a 45 410 handgun to harvest a turkey. I mean, you can use a 410 shotgun with an 18-inch barrel, but you can't use a 7-inch barrel. That doesn't make sense to me. So if you want to atlatl turkey hunt, you should be able to.
I mean, people are shooting them with regular 410s at
a
fair distance.
I know, all the time. And now with the TSS. Uh-oh, we got more
so
facts
as,
about the atlatl.
As
5 minutes
the
left,
Wisconsin
Daddy.
DNR.
In
Wisconsin, the atlatl is not recognized as an effective hunting tool. However, some hunters want to incorporate the ancient tool in modern legalized hunting.
Wow. I can't believe you found that.
And it relates to us.
And it relates to our conversation.
What?
Yeah, it works.
Thank you.
Google okay. Nowadays, I tell you.
You know why today's show? So I got back from Florida. I was down. I literally had the Foul Life crew in town. Then the next day, the very next, and we hunted zone 2 for my tag on the morning that I took him to the airport. And nothing. We saw one hen turkey. We didn't get any action. Mm. And then I took him to the airport, and I literally went back and sat at the spot I was. I brought my computer, did my work from the blind. I love doing that. You know, why not? If you've got a tag, sit out there. Because you know what is the number one thing that kills turkeys?
Patience
is the number one thing that kills turkeys.
I was going to say
shotguns. Which I lack
thereof. No, patience.
Or atlatls.
Come on, it's metaphoric, Mike.
I was
going to
say shotguns, but not okay. Atlatls.
Patience.
Not
atlatls. Atlatls. That's for sure.
Atlatl. The atlatl.
Yeah. You know what I did? Guess what I did
Danielle,
real quick.
Were you drinking before the show again?
Yeah, Celsius.
Cellulitis.
Guess what's the first thing I did in 23 years?
Drank.
Not turkey hunted this year.
Why?
Because he was traveling food festivals. That's why.
I did a lot of food festivals. But
yeah, but that's fun.
No, but I
food's my
didn't
favorite
even buy
dish.
My turkey tags. Brady shot one. Finley wasn't really into it. And
if I wasn't so
I didn't do it.
In love with food,
I was
going to
say Rebecca,
but
okay.
As fat as I am. So that's
I know.
Just all that.
I love food.
I'm really working on it, though. I've
you
lost,
do look
like,
actually really good.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
do.
That. Well, even without the glamour filter?
Yeah, without the glam filter.
We
got a little
now,
scruff going there, a little
we
gray,
are now
though.
In an age where a man can say that to another man, and that's just fine, but a man cannot say that to a woman.
Yeah, that's a valid
that
point.
That is very strange to me.
My wife would
I mean,
be like,
opposite,
I'd get a text
was.
In 10 minutes, you know?
What did you say?
What did you say to Joel?
Felt like
don't worry,
the force.
I said it to Joel. It's fine. So I went to Florida Thursday. Saturday went gator hunting and had a guy down there from up here. He's never killed a gator before. Had the time of our lives down there with Keith Parlier. Got a chance to hang out with my good buddy, G Vandenschlager, and she owns Trailer Park Ridge, which is an awesome company, clothing mm-hmm. company, and it really fits, like, it really fits the entire motif of, like, Wisconsin hunters and Florida hunters. Are you rich? Hey, man, what are you, rich? No, man, I'm trailer park rich, which is, like, it's this genre of being able to afford or at least prioritizing spending money on the things you love, you know? And it's just, I mean, there's a ton of trailer parks in Wisconsin and down in Florida. But to me, it means, like, embracing the outdoors, you know, because, look, there's not a one of us sitting at this table who hasn't spent money on a firearm that we shouldn't have at the time.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Every day.
I brought home some taxidermy today, and I walked in the door with a sable and from Africa, and my wife just stood there and shook her head back and forth. She's like,
I can't help it.
That's like 3 weeks of, you know, dorm room rent for your daughter at college. And then I felt bad for about 30 seconds.
And then I looked at it like, that's all right.
But one of the cool things is that Genevieve with Trailer Park Rich down in Florida, she is really well connected down there and connected with Kyle Kaminsky, whose song Red, White, and Blue Collar Broke is breaking out. And you heard a little bit of it on the bumper. When we come back from the break, we're going to debut his song on 13 civic media stations throughout Wisconsin. We're going to debut the song Blue Collar Broke, which I think is just awesome. I can't stop singing it myself. And we're going to have Kyle Kaminsky on the air with us. He's StreamYarding in.
Perfect.
I'm so excited about it.
I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, stick around. There's a little bit of it. When we come back, you're going to hear the whole song and talk to Kyle. We're going to talk to G. It's going to be a great show. As always, the greatest outdoor radio show in the state. Woo-hoo. Raised in Wisco. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Badlands, where the blue collar broke boys ride. Welcome to the Badlands. Yeah, we trailer park rich outside. Welcome to the Badlands. You can fuck around and find out why. Welcome to the Badlands. Yeah, welcome to the Badlands. Welcome to the Badlands. I'm in the south now, I-95, I'm headed southbound. Pack it up, let's ride. Blue collar broke boy, on my grind. I'm just a blue collar broke boy, on my grind. Red, white, and blue collar broke. Red, white, and blue collar broke. Welcome to the Badlands, where the blue collar broke boys ride. Welcome to the Badlands. Yeah, we trailer park rich outside. Welcome to the Badlands. You can fuck around and find out why. Welcome to the Badlands. Yeah, welcome to the Badlands.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes. That doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Don't come easy, we're the work low big, and we still love Jesus. Badlands, we American dream, and it's the land of the free, but slow Joe keeps skiing.
Welcome back to Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish, sitting alongside Danielle Fairman. Raised in Wisco on all your Civic Media stations throughout Wisconsin. Tune in to
Oh, yeah?
I'm so excited
Civic
about
Media.
This next segment. I can't even speak correctly. Tune in to Civic Media for all your news, weather, and sports. Speaking of which, we got a little weather system. We got lots of weather systems moving into Wisconsin these days. Make sure
annoying.
That you stay
like
safe
it.
During this tornado season. You know what's annoying to me about it is that it disrupts turkey hunting.
Oh, I was going to say
work.
More. I was going to say, well, yeah, for you, but me mowing my lawn two times in a week.
Yeah,
growing
well, that
late.
Is irritating as well. We got a wedding we're planning in our backyard, which is... All right, folks, we're going to do something that we haven't done on the show, which I'm super jacked about. We're going to debut a song by a country music artist, Kyle Zeminski. Remember that name because you're hearing it first here. You're going to hear the song first here on all your civic media stations throughout Wisconsin. And when he becomes popular and he's selling out stadiums across the United States,
you heard it here
we,
first.
You heard it here first, and we are going to have backstage passes.
Yes,
I'm
we
not
are,
sure.
Right?
I haven't completely worked that out yet, but I'm pretty sure that we're going to work that out. And when we hear, so we're going to play the whole song. When we come back from that, we're going to talk with Kyle about where this song came from, what it means, and how it really, I'll tell you what, I can't stop singing it. And I just think it really gets to the heart of everybody who loves the outdoors and works their ass off to be able to enjoy it. I can say that, Danielle. This is 2024. Anya's
did
nodding.
Did Anya say okay?
Anya's nodding
she
instead of cursing.
She is the
end-all
be-all.
So.
She can tell us what to do.
All right. We got Kyle Kaminsky, and this is his world debut of Blue Collar Broke.
Woo!
Welcome to the Badlands, where the blue collar broke boys ride. To the Badlands, yeah, we trailer park rich outside. Welcome to the Badlands. You can fuck around and find out why. Welcome to the Badlands. Yeah, welcome to the Badlands. Welcome to the Badlands. I'm in the south now, I-95, I'm headed southbound. Pack it up, let's ride. Blue collar broke boy, on my grind. I'm just a blue collar broke boy, on my grind. Red, white, and blue collar broke. Red, white, and blue collar broke. Welcome to the Badlands, where the blue collar broke boys ride. Welcome to the Badlands. Yeah, we trailer park rich outside. Welcome to the Badlands. You can fuck around and find out why. Welcome to the Badlands. Yeah, welcome to the Badlands. Welcome to the Badlands.
Oh man, that song is so good.
I love that. I feel like it relates to everybody so perfectly. Especially me, too, being all blue collar, to you, to everybody.
Oh, my gosh. That song is so good.
Fantastic.
I cannot stop singing it. And that was the world debut of Blue Collar Broke by Kyle Kaminsky. And I'm telling this is so cool to have a radio show, Danielle, isn't it?
It is.
To
it
be able
really,
to do
really
stuff
is.
Like this. I mean, where else could you do stuff like that? Blue Collar Broke. We're going to have Kyle Kaminsky is joining us via StreamYard. He's a Southern guy. Florida, living that trailer park rich lifestyle. Kyle, welcome to the show.
Hi, Kyle.
Man, that song is just, up, that
guys?
Is awesome.
That was really good. I like
awesome,
that a lot.
Awesome, dude.
I really appreciate that. Thank you guys for having me on the show. It means a lot.
I mean, we got 2 minutes till the first break, so we're going to go into the next segment with you and talk for a while about this. But just before we go to the first break here, what on earth inspired you? Where did that come from? I mean, that song, that goes right into the heart and soul
it does.
Of anybody who's been in the outdoors and who's struggled, you know, for cash and taking care of their family. I mean, holy cow.
Yeah, honestly, it's kind of a crazy story. I put out my first country song in February, and it was called Vero Beach, and it was kind of on the same hard struggle, working type song. And I put it out. It was my first one, and it did really well. It started doing a lot of numbers in the first couple of days. And then G reached out to me on Facebook because she heard the song and said that she would like me to, you know, pick up some of her clothing for Trailer Park Rich. And so we met up, and we were talking, and she said that she had an idea for a song for me. And a lot of people have told me that. A lot of people have said I have an idea for the song, but it's never been anything that I really liked or thought I could work with. But she told me, she's like, the meat of the song is red, white, and blue collar broke. As soon as she said that, I was like, wow, that fits. Like, that's perfect. That's me all the way right now.
And that's Americana. That is Americana to the hilt. We got to go into the break already. When we come back, Kyle Kaminsky, you're going to hear Blue Collar Broke on the bumpers. We're going to talk to G. Vandenslager. She's going to talk about where she got the idea for Blue Collar Broke and how they came together in a collab. You're listening. See why this is the greatest outdoor radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Raised in Wisco, I'm Joel Clayfish. Danielle Fairman, Mike Kretschmer are at my side. We'll be right back.
My ear, red, white, and blue collar broke. Red, white, and blue collar broke. Yeah, we red, white, and blue collar broke. Red, white, and blue collar broke. Welcome to the Badlands, where the blue collar broke boys ride. Welcome to the Badlands. Yeah, we trailer park rich outside. Welcome to the Badlands. You can fuck around and find out why. Welcome to the Badlands. Yeah, welcome to the Badlands. Welcome to the Badlands. I'm in the South now. I-95, I'm headed southbound. Pack it up, let's ride. Blue collar broke boy, on my grind. I'm just a blue collar broke boy, on my grind. Red, white, and blue collar broke. Red, white, and blue collar broke. Welcome to the Badlands, where the blue collar broke boys ride. Welcome to the Badlands. Yeah, we trailer park rich outside. Welcome to the Badlands. You can fuck around and find out why. Welcome to the Badlands. Yeah, welcome to the Badlands. Welcome to the Badlands.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden addressing the graduates at West Point, the newly commissioned second lieutenants in the U.S. Army.
On your very first day at West Point, you raised your right hands and took an oath, not to a political party, not to a president, but to the Constitution of the United States of America, against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
He called them the world's most consequential fighting force. Holiday weekend has millions of people on the go. The TSA says it screened more people on Friday than any other day in its history, more than 2.95 million. Former President Donald Trump will address the Libertarian Party convention tonight in Washington, a day after independent Robert Kennedy Jr. did the same. Meanwhile, special counsel Jack Smith asking the judge overseeing the classified documents case to bar Trump from speaking out in ways that could endanger law enforcement. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A Brewers win in Beantown. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Boston, where the Brewers beat the Red Sox in front of over 30,000 fans at Fenway Park. The final, Milwaukee 7, the Red Sox 2. Shorthanded, the Brewers started Jared Koenig for the game, but he only lasted until the second. Bryce Wilson came in and settled things down the next 5 1/3 innings, allowing just 2 hits, striking out 7.
You know, obviously there's pressure that comes along with that, but being used to it definitely helps a lot.
Are you working at Fenway?
That was awesome. Yeah, this is my first time. It was an incredible experience. Yeah, I loved it. Great weather. I mean, mound's awesome. Just the environment. You know, to get to pitch on a Friday night's, you know, really cool as well. And my first time, I was super excited to come in, and definitely better than my expectations.
A highlight of the evening, William Contreras and his huge home run over the infamous Green Monster in left field in the fourth. Again, the Brewers win game one of the 3-game series, 7-2. With sports from Fenway Park in Boston, I'm Mike Clemens.
local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and highs in the mid-70s. Tonight, slight chance of a shower, a low of 55. Showers and storms are likely most of the day Sunday, with highs in the mid-60s. Sunday night, scattered storms, a low around 51. Mostly sunny, scattered storms Monday, 69.
Currently, 63 degrees.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you were harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Civic Media.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Raising Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish. Danielle Fairman's at my side here. Mike Kretschmer's joining us in the studio today. And we debuted a national song that I think is going to be a hit. I mean, there is no doubt in my mind this song should be a hit.
Blue Collar Broke. It needs to be my ringtone.
It's so good.
It needs to be my ringtone.
Seriously, it's so good. I can see this song absolutely blowing up. You know, that's kind of what this industry is about. You know, you have connections in media, on radio, television. I meet these folks down there. They're good folks. They help me out. I got Trailer Park Rich Clothing.
I got Blue Collar Broke.
You got clothing. Blue Collar Broke, FAFO. But we're not going to say what that stands for because we don't need Anya beeping more stuff during our show. She's already got to beep a few things. But Kyle Kaminsky is the writer, the singer, the musician who put out Blue Collar Broke. And we've got him with us on StreamYard, and I'm so jacked to talk to him about it because there's a lot. Kyle, I'm so excited you're on the show. Tell you what an awesome song that is. That it's got everything you need to be a hit song. It's got a hook. It's catchy. It's got a singable verse. Everything about it is fantastic. But I think what really grabs me the most, and guys, chime in the studio if you agree with me or disagree. What hits me the most is that this song really digs deep into the heart and soul of Americana right now. I mean, right, everything that sang that song, with gas prices as high as they are, with double the cost of eggs and groceries, and just trying to make it, but having this overwhelming sense of pride that still gets you to get out there and love being an American. Mm-hmm. I mean, that song just hits on all cylinders. And I mean, I almost get a little choked up talking about it. For real. It is that, it's that deep.
The Badlands are anywhere. I mean,
and the Badlands are anywhere.
I mean, it's...
Badlands are supposed to be anywhere in America that make you feel like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's how I wrote the song.
So talk to me about, G. Vandenslager runs Trailer Park Rich, which is a clothing company that really kind of has those same roots as this song. She comes up with the idea, you know, I got a hook, blue collar broke. I think it's going to relate to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And you just kind of take this and run. How did you conceive this song?
It was a phone call. She said, I have an idea for a song for you. And she told me the meat of it. I don't have a melody. I don't have any other lyrics, but I have red, white, and blue collar broke. I said, that's all I need right there. Pulled out my phone. After we got off the phone, I took my phone in my hand. And I wrote my verses on my notes and I went to the studio and I laid it down that night. And then I sent it to her and she was like in tears. Like she loved it so much. She's like, this is exactly what I thought it could be. And I really, really liked the song, like enough to where I was like, well, let's do the clothing company. Let's put this all out together. Let's shoot the music video, the blue collar broke clothing, and let's just push this because that's exactly where America is right now. Like, I'm a blue collar worker. I work hard every day, sun up to sundown, and I don't have enough money.
Yep. Same. Yeah.
So, G, I want to talk to you for a second here. Where did this, I mean, this to me is very situational or relational to Trailer Park Rich, which is kind of, it's not just a saying and it's not just a shirt. It's an image. It goes to the heart of so many people who struggle to do what they enjoy and yet still understand that doing it in this country is the best place in the world to do it. How did you conceive of this and what made you contact Kyle in the first place?
So down here, we don't have a whole lot of people that quote unquote make it out or are doing really, really big things. It's a small town, tend to get tangled up in just working and trying to survive. And like Kyle said, he had started writing music and we had a couple mutual friends who thought, listen, you guys should collaborate here. And so I put a package together of some Trailer Park Rich stuff. He loved it. Started repping the brands, and I thought he would be perfect for the song. So I was a little shy because I've never written before. I don't really, music's not my thing, you know, at all. And I said, you know, I have this idea, Blue Collar Broke, and it's almost just a branch off of Trailer Park Rich, because even though my first house was a trailer, we've always been blue collar broke. You know, what a blue collar job is you're still broke. You know, you never really get out of that. So, and he works too. He does tree servicing. And so, I mean, he's right there with that. And when I gave him the song, it was just kind of like a spinoff of Trailer Park Rich, you know, for blue collar workers. And when he took it and he did exactly what he said, he went and wrote it and sent it to me like 2 days later. And it was everything plus anything I could have even come up with in my mind. It literally did have me in tears. And I just knew, I was like, this was for you. This was meant to be. And so then we launched the brand and we've just been rocking out ever since.
And see, that's kind of perfect because you guys are down in Florida and I'm up here in Wisconsin, but that song resonates with me so perfectly because I grew up in a double wide for forever. And I'm now a blue collar worker. And surprisingly, I actually lived a few years in Florida as well. So it's kind of like perfect how it all goes together.
You forgot the broke part.
Oh yes, I am broke. I am so broke.
I mean, I'm not digging. No pun intended, but we all
are
right now.
Broke.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Danielle is a heavy equipment operator. Yeah. Heavy equipment operator / radio host. And that, I'm going to tell you, and for me, you know, I was just in the swamps of Florida this weekend, chasing
Sounds
alligators,
hot.
And hunting alligators. And what is so unique to this country is that you could literally have a job in one area and have activities completely in the other. And I mean, my jobs, they range from, you know, sitting in a suit inside the Capitol to being in full camo. And believe me when I tell you, I feel much more comfortable in full camo being in the swamp
or
the woods. And I think it does absolutely give everyone who listens to it something to relate to. I'm telling you, the key to this song is getting it in people's ears.
Yep, it's going to blow up. It's going to. It's such a good song. I cannot believe you wrote that in 2 days.
I know.
Some of these people I talk to in these big, big anthem songs are sometimes months. You know what I mean? That's crazy. That, and you did it on your own. That's awesome.
Yeah, well, very, very clearly, you know, I have a little bit of a history background in music. My kids always tease, yes, Dad, we know you were a music minor in college.
I was just going to say that. We know.
Everybody knows I was a music minor in college. I can still play like Home Sweet Home on the piano. Just letting you know.
And you can sing halfway.
Thank you, Mike.
Halfway.
You guys are so nice. There's like a bromance going on.
I haven't seen Joel in a couple days.
So romantic of you to say that. But, you know, it's very clear this guy, Kyle Kaminsky, has got some talent. I mean, this song's incredible. But, Kyle, we got about 7 minutes left in the segment here. I want to dig into that's not a song that's just superficial and hits you one day. There's pain in that song. There's trial in that song. There's success in that song. There's love in that song. And there's even a little animosity in that song. Where did that come from? What kind of history do you have that you were able to pull that out and write that in 2 days? Because there's a lot, like I said, there's a lot to unpack in that song. And I feel like there's some history there that we may not know about. And if you feel comfortable talking about it, I'd love to know, because you don't just sit and write a song like that without having some history that's affecting you.
No, actually, that song, everything that's in that song came from exactly how I was feeling at that moment when I wrote it. I was talking about my everyday life, what I'm going through, that we're in hard times. Our country's in a state of hard times. Everything's so expensive. I just feel like I work all the time, and I'm struggling to survive and take care of my kids. So I just kind of put that out there. Like, music's my diary, so whatever I feel, that's going to come out of me at that time, and that's exactly what came out there. I have a history of writing music before that song and before the song I put out in February. I used to do rap music, and I toured the world, you know, doing rap shows for years when I was younger. And I kind of put up the music for a while. I wanted to get sober and start working with my hands and just really just grow up and become a man, because I'd just been running around doing shows, partying for so many years. And so I started working with my hands. I got sober. I started doing, you know, tree service, taking down trees, lumberjack and stuff. And my life just changed. And I kind of just adopted this blue collar country, hardworking lifestyle. And that's just how my music's coming out right now, because that's what I'm living.
Awesome.
It is awesome. But, you know, you just gave, as a former television news reporter, you just gave me like 7,000 new questions to ask you.
Perfect. So,
I don't know if you've ever heard of the country music singer Aaron Lewis. Aaron Lewis wrote Country Boy, one of my favorite country artists out there.
And I
hear your songs, and I hear your story, and I think, man, there are some parallels. You know, he was doing the Hollywood thing with the group Stained, had some hits there, and thought, it's time for me to kind of go to my roots and find what my true self is. And that's the kind of music that I'm going to write, and that's what's going to hit. And I feel like, I mean, those are some life experiences you just unpacked right there. But and when you go through a period of, you know, using alcohol and or drugs, and then you decide to end that, those are two very distinct, different portions of your life. And I can tell you that because I haven't had a drink in 14 years myself. There was a point at which I stopped. And so my life fits into two categories, before that and after that.
Absolutely.
And that affects not only who you are, but the way you do things. I mean, it really does. Has that affected your musical writing, your skills? Has that affected the way you approach things?
I feel like I'm a better person now. I'm just my character is built much more. I just feel like a better man now that I'm sober. And I think that now that I'm doing music clear-minded, because when I used to write music, I was never sober. I was under the influence of something at all times. So my music didn't really reflect who I truly was. Now that I'm sober, this is who I am.
Well, I don't think you could have done much better job than that song. And we've got another song. Do we have the other song on you too? No, we don't. We don't have it yet. But we're going to pull the other song and we're going to start using it in bumpers on future shows. And I'm going to keep playing that song over and over until it becomes a hit for you. And
I feel like this is a hard hat sticker.
Hey, Kyle, where can we find you on social media?
Yeah, I was just going to get to
that. Just so you guys know, my last name is Zeminski with a Z.
Why am I saying Kaminsky? I grew up with a kid named Kaminsky. Kyle Zeminski.
If you type in Kyle Zeminski on any music platform, anywhere, my music will pop up. I put out nine songs since February.
Oh, wow.
And we've done music videos to almost every single one. So if you type in Kyle Zeminski on YouTube or Spotify or Facebook or Apple Music or anywhere where you can find music, my stuff will come up.
Yep,
So that's Kyle Zeminski, KyleZam.
ZimSky.
Okay, never mind. Danielle, give that name again.
Kyle Zeminski.
It's not my day for spelling.
I feel like Kyle Zeminski could spell his own name, too.
Yeah, I feel like he could, too. But let's spell it, make sure folks can find it. Go ahead, Danielle.
ZimInsky.
Kyle KyleZiminsky, Kyle Zeminski. And, you know, when I met him, I was literally sitting across, he's 2,000 miles away from us right now. I was sitting across the table from him, next to him at a table at the Kilted Mermaid eating fondue the other day and got to meet him. I'm telling you what, this guy's got star power. I'm not joking. Why are you laughing, Danielle?
Oh, because I'm on social media.
Okay,
I found him in some tan overalls with no shirt on.
I thought we were all cracking up about the Kilted Mermaid, but here we are.
I mean, that was kind of funny too.
It's called the Kilted Mermaid. It's probably philosophically a little left of where I sit most of the time in the Kilted Mermaid. Just saying that, there's a lot of creative conversations going on in there. I felt a little blue collar broke while I was in there. But they do have the this amazing fondue there. I'm telling you, it's very Gouda. And it was Gouda.
What?
There's my dad. Every show has to have a dad joke. Every show needs a dad joke. Oh, Danielle's laughing
getting
so
excited.
Hard she's hitting her head against the wall.
Why is the door kind of closed?
And I'm sitting next to Kyle, and I think this guy has got a quiet star power about him. And when this song hits and when his other songs hit, he's going to be a national sensation. I have that feeling. And I think G's going to be there supplying all of the Trailer Park Rich alongside of it. We're going to come back and we'll wrap it up with Kyle Zeminski and Blue Collar Broke and Genevieve Vandenslager.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I like using credit cards for my daily spending, but that's not right for everyone. Ask yourself, do you pay off your entire bill every month? I mean, the whole thing, not just the minimum. If you do, nice. Credit cards are working for you. You could be earning some cash back or points. But if you're not paying them off, well, then you are working for the credit card. You are definitely paying too much interest on what you're borrowing, and that points and cash math, yeah, that's never gonna work in your favor. But hey, if that's your situation, don't get down on yourself. A lot of us have been there too. My tip? Not rocket surgery. Stop spending on those cards until you pay your balances off. It'll take some effort and a good plan. I've got a video to help you out. Search for Work Money Media on YouTube or text MONEY to 88285. That's MONEY to 88285. I'm Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Take good care.
News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
But I'm trailer park rich, living double wide. I got four little boys and a beautiful wife. I guess I'm red, white, and blue collar
boat. Man, I'll tell you what. Welcome back to Raising Wisco. I'm Joel Clayfish. Danielle Fairman's
Hello.
Here. Mike Kretschmer's here. Kyle Zeminski is here. The writer, the singer, the musician who put together Blue Collar Broke. And it's a song we've been playing throughout the show on the bumpers. We did play the entire song. You can get that music at Kyle Ziminsky, Z-I-M-I-N-S-K-Y, on all your music platforms. And make sure you go out, subscribe, get that song. Let's make this guy world famous because he's got a story to tell. And his music is absolutely dynamite.
I mean, if he's doing tree work in Florida, you know he's a hard worker.
Oh, hell yeah.
That sounds exhausting.
I was down there. It was 97 to 102 no way. While I was
this
hunting.
Fat guy would be out of yeah, it wouldn't be good.
I struggled.
You'd sweat it all off.
I sweat. And then we had one gator we were looking for, and we had a couple guys literally up to their neck in the hydrilla. Feeling around on the bottom of the swamp for gators.
No.
Why?
Because we shot one and we wanted
to
find it.
They need to come noodling with me.
I feel like this is a step beyond noodling, Danielle.
Oh, that is no. I mean, this hop, was, skip, and a jump. Here,
none of that sounds fun
just
to me.
Just take a look at this real quick.
None of that.
Yeah. Nope.
Oh, my
nope.
goodness.
Nope.
No way.
That is... That was the hugest Wisconsin accent I've ever heard, Kretschmer. No way. Yeah.
That gives me like
no.
Wait, the phone towards me. I want to see.
Yeah, all right, hold on. This guy is literally in the swamp, digging for gators.
Absolutely not.
Digging for alligators.
How tall is he? Doesn't matter if he's 4 foot. He's still nope.
Yeah. He's underwater.
He's jumping to stay above water.
Oh yeah, no, he was treading water. He couldn't even feel the bottom. He was feeling around with his feet to see if he could touch the alligator under the water.
What?
Oh, yeah. This is not the first time we've done this.
Why?
If you shoot a gator, they alligators sink. Are neutrally buoyant. That means if they fill their air bladder, they come to the top. If they release the air from their air bladder, they go to the bottom. And if you shoot one and there's not a lot of air in the air bladder, they will go to the bottom. Well, we're not going to shoot an alligator and not do everything humanly possible to retrieve it. So we usually drag a treble on the bottom, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if that doesn't work or we can't feel it, man, we'll get in there and feel around for the gator.
Nope.
You just really hope that he's dead at that point.
Or not a 13-footer next to the one that's dead.
Well, you know, when they say gator-infested waters, that's what they're talking man. About.
Yeah,
it's very exciting. It's very exciting. When anybody, were out there and anybody says, yeah, Joel's a wimp, man, you can relate to
that.
Did
you?
Hey, wait.
Whoa, don't you wait me.
That camera came from his phone in the boat.
I was not, for the record,
I was eating his just vegan slow. Fondue. Were you eating vegan fondue in there?
Yeah, sure. During the break, Genevieve told Danielle that one of the fondues that I was eating was actually vegan. It's not my fault. She ordered it. I was dipping steak into Wisconsin cheese, people.
Hey.
And that is the story I'm sticking with. I'm just telling
Was it good?
It was actually. It
okay,
was
there
really
you go.
Good.
That's all that matters.
So
in life.
The vegan version. So we had one. One was Gouda and Swiss, which was really good. And then the vegan one was actually, I liked it better. I don't know what kind of, how they make cheese out of vegan. I don't know how that works.
That's interesting.
Nor do I actually care because I don't
it was good.
Care if I, but it was really good.
It's usually made out of nuts, isn't it?
I don't know.
Vegan cheese? Not made out of vegans like you said. Which is what you said.
I did not say that. Did
you said,
I
don't know
that?
How they make cheese out of vegan. That's what you said. I would play it back.
Wow. Okay. That's like me when I tell people all of the meat I eat, all those animals are vegetarians.
Nuts such as cashews, macadamias, vegetable oils,
What's
and
the
coconut
number one
oil.
Nut made in there?
Cashews.
Bless you. Dad joke number two for the show. I can't help myself. I'm a dad. What do you want? So the vegan cheese, whatever it was made. I mean, Anya's on it. I mean, we have to play trivia together sometime.
I'm telling you, because we're good at trivia.
And
I'm horrible at
the me vegan. Too.
Well, you can come and have beers.
Okay.
You know, that's fine. I'll drive.
Twist my arm. My arm hurts.
I'll drive. It is Wisconsin. You don't need to twist someone's arm to have them have beers. Red, White, and Blue Collar Broke, the song by Kyle Ziminsky. We debuted it on the show tonight. We got 3 minutes left. Kyle, thank you so much for joining
you.
Us. I'm going to dip out early because I want Anya to play more a longer version of that song. Genevieve Vandenslager, who's got one of the most awesome clothing brands I've ever seen, Trailer Park Rich. I'm wearing it right
now. I know.
Now.
I'm going to have to get some of that shirt.
I love it.
With the camo trailer on the back. That's my favorite one.
I do have a... Can we buy merchandise online? Like social media,
Facebook? Why don't you tell us where we can find Trailer Park Rich on online?
We are on all social media, but we also are trailerparkrich.com. The only one.
The only trailerparkrich.com.
I'm more particularly looking for like stickers for my hard hat.
You'll find them.
Out.
You'll find all
you
of them.
Those?
It's all on there.
Awesome.
And you know what? Now that you said it, I'll get a package 2 days from now and she'll have it sent to me. So
yes, who will?
Kyle Zeminski. Blue Collar Broke, the most awesome next country hit song across the country, country crossover, Genevieve Band and Slager, Trailer Park Rich.
Let's blow it up.
I love
You've been
Thank
listening
you guys so
to
much.
The greatest outdoor radio show in the state of Wisconsin, Raised in Wisco. I'm Joel Clayfish, Danielle Fairman, Mike Kretschmer. For all of us, here's Blue Collar Broke on the way out. Have a great week. We'll see you next week.
But I'm Trailer Park Rich, living double wide. I got four little boys and a beautiful wife. I guess I'm red, white, blue collar broke. I'm in the Badlands, where it don't come easy. Where the workload big and we still love Jesus. Badlands, we American dreaming. It's the land of the free, but slow Joe keeps scheming. Some hard times, that's what make a strong man. Yeah, we in some hard times, and this my anthem right here. Red, white, and blue collar broke. Red, white, and blue collar broke. Yeah, we red, white, and blue collar broke. Red, white, and blue collar broke. Welcome to the Badlands, where the blue collar broke boys ride.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special Memorial Day show as we have on Jeremy Lyon from the Department of Veterans Affairs and looking back at Gold Star families.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home.